This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We also broadcast across America on the Genesis Communications Network and our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And thanks to our military men and women, many of them listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and to all those people who work on the Third Watch. We are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night, and thank you for what you do, keeping America moving. Don't forget to check out the America Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And thanks to everybody who's been chiming in tonight on the Facebook page. We'll get to you as soon as we can. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the U.S. obviously is trying to put a lot of pressure on the Taliban. We talked about that, just teased that a little bit before the top of the hour, to get them to come to the table and to get them to agree to something. I just don't get why we don't have the Afghan government involved in this. I don't care what the Taliban cares, but they should be. It's their country, right?
Correct.
So I don't know where we're going to go, but just briefly summing this up, what do you think is going to happen there? I mean, we're trying to fast-track this, I do believe.
Well, you know, we're talking about women's rights in this whole thing, and there's some equivocation by the Taliban when it comes to women and education, splitting the country. I mean, there's lots of moving parts, so we don't know where this really is. There's supposed to be some kind of agreement in principle. We seem to do a lot of those.
Do you believe... go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, but, you know, now it comes down to the Afghan government. They haven't been included. There's been some traveling to Afghanistan to see where that necessarily goes, but right now it's not anywhere.
Do you believe, with the past performance you've seen of the Taliban when it comes to women's rights and girls going to school and schools being blown up, and instructors being killed and students being murdered to set an example for the others, this is why you don't go to school. Do you believe for one second that the Taliban would want anything to do with women's rights?
Well, I mean, they say they do, but again, why would we trust them?
Actions speak louder than words. There you go. Okay, now, the one of our top generals, matter of fact, more than one, I heard from a general, a retired general the other day, one of our friends, tell me that just because we're getting to the last few weeks or whatever with the 12 to 1,500 fighters that were left behind to basically fight to the death to create as much havoc as they possibly could for the pro-Syrian American-backed forces coming in, as well as our allies that are working with us in the region to get rid of ISIS altogether, they have pretty much scattered and gone elsewhere with their families. They got out a lot of their fighters. Some have gone to Africa. Some probably have gone to Europe. Some probably have gone back to, Iraq, maybe Afghanistan, or some other points in the Middle East, correct?
Correct.
So this threat, this ISIS threat, is not over, even if we do take back every inch of territory in Syria.
Correct. I mean, the objective is, I mean, we're told that the objective is total defeat of Islamic State.
Yep.
But the real truth is total defeat of Islamic State in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. And, you know, things are moving along. I mean, we've got superiority in the air. We've got artillery. We got it all going on. But yet they're so heavily entrenched and dug into the places where they're dug into. I saw them yesterday. It was kind of like World War II, where they were trying to burn them out, and they were throwing hand grenades down holes and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff to literally get them to come out and surrender. And if they don't surrender, then they just blow it up.
That's right.
So it is what it is, and it... I guess it's going to stay that way. Now, our acting Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, who hasn't really hit the ground running with a big trot, I'd say he's walking very carefully where he's going, because he's kind of balancing what it is he's doing. He's just still the acting Defense Secretary. Showed up in Afghanistan unannounced, and... what exactly was he doing there? I heard he was talking to not only the Afghani government, but to our folks.
Correct. I guess seeing conditions for himself. From there, he went to Iraq, and then from there, he went to NATO. So he is, in fact, making the rounds.
Hmm. Now, we've had some problems before with civilian agencies, humanitarian groups, when we report civilian casualties. We're in the process of trying to review that and see if there's a better way that we could do it to make the numbers a little bit more legitimate instead of always estimating battlefield losses when it comes to civilian casualties. Now, obviously, there are humanitarian groups that are pushing this, but, you know, I think we need to take care of our own more than we need to take care of just the general public and let it stay the way it is. You got any thoughts on that?
Not really. I mean, the United States does exceptional work in ensuring that, you know, in and around battlefields that whenever we strike, there aren't civilian casualties. But, I mean, it's going to happen.
Okay, well, folks, Denise and I will be right back right after this short break, so don't go anywhere. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she does off her website, and I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. And I was talking to my buddy Wayne Allyn Root last night before he went on television on Newsmax TV. And by the way, that's the number one rated show on Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 8 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. He has Bill O'Reilly on three nights a week. And I'm kind of interested in watching that because Wayne's always been a little bit ahead of the curve. And a lot of stuff that he gets, he and I are talking about back and forth. So we kind of I help him and he kind of helps me. But this portion of the U.S., of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA can provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right in the event you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to use. So, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA banner that's prominently displayed there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day a different gun. And also consider becoming a member because you get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine with a lot of discounts in it every month as well, by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com and clicking on the USCCA banner link that's right there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, El Chapo, 61 years of age, is facing life in prison. He had a three-month trial that ended yesterday, found guilty on 10 charges relating to his business during running the drug cartel worth billions of dollars, and that's where we're going to talk about this $14 billion. Now, the Sinaloa cartel is still alive and well, correct?
Correct.
So even though he's going to be in prison, will he still benefit financially from that?
Well, I mean,
will they hold off money somewhere for somebody? Or
I mean, they will continue to do what they do, but he's not going to benefit.
His family won't, his wife and kids?
Well, they may, but, you know, he's never leaving prison again. So
right.
It kind of just doesn't matter.
And where are they going to move him to? Because he's already escaped twice before from different prisons.
He will be going to Florence, Colorado, to the Supermax.
And that's literally in the middle of nowhere.
It doesn't matter where it is. It's by design of where it is. I actually did a lot of studies on the Supermax yesterday, and it's really quite fascinating. It's even more fascinating on who's there. I think there's there's an awful lot of jihadis that are there, which, and then there's one other cartel member that's there. He's from the Gulf cartel. Then we have an FBI guy. We've got a CIA guy that we're selling secrets off to foreign governments, mostly Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes, he will be in a cell, and it's all poured concrete, by the way. Very thick concrete. The cells are 7 feet by 12 feet. They are sequestered 23 hours a day. They get out for 1 hour. That's to take a shower, maybe make a phone call, for their recreation. This is a prison that's very, very quiet. There's not any of your typical yelling and screaming and noise there because of the way it's designed, such that you cannot, as a prisoner, you can't tap on walls and communicate with other prisoners because of the concrete. It can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of an interesting place. I think it's designed for 400 inmates. They don't have 400 there. That's where he's headed. He does not get sentenced, I think, until June.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, his life is over and he knows it.
Now, it's been widely reported that there's some $14 billion in illegal drug profits that are being tied up or held up by some sort of court order or whatever that the United States could possibly get to. Is that correct?
Yes, of his money.
Right.
The cartel's money.
And I believe it was yesterday Senator Ted Cruz either introduced or talked about introducing legislation, which was co-sponsored later in the day by Marco Rubio from Florida, as well as some other prominent senators, both Democratic and Republican, to take that $14 billion and use it specifically for the border barrier, a.k.a. wall.
Cruz actually introduced the legislation last year when we essentially began with the machinery of bringing El Chapo to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where the money is, I don't know if it's some of it sitting in foreign banks or some in our banks or whatever. I do not know the answer to that. But it would require certainly legislation in order to do that kind of thing. I think it's a very good idea to use the $14 billion to the benefit of an awful lot of entities here in the United States. Which would include things like supplementing needs for law enforcement, victims' families, because the Sinaloa cartels did kill some Americans.
Right.
So the point of that is it would take legislation, and I'm not completely convinced that anything in the House under the Pelosi leadership would ever pass. It may pass in the Senate, but I don't think it would pass in the House.
So what would normally be done with money like that? Would they just confiscate it and use it for whatever?
Yeah.
Or would they? Okay.
It goes into a fund over at Treasury, and then it is used as a supplement. Normally, it's put in there for things like victims' compensation.
Mm-hmm.
It may be used to, again, help pay for something that law enforcement necessarily needs. It may be used for upgrading, you know, a prison system. I mean, it could be a lot of things. Now, $14 billion is an awful lot of money. Under the Obama administration, we'll never know what they were necessarily using that money for. But under this administration, there's an interesting chance that it'll be put to better use than what we necessarily had under the Obama administration.
Yeah, let's hope so. And folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go on over there and find out all the different things she does. And it's all right there on that website, so you can find anything you want to need to know. Now, the other thing is Ocasio-Cortez new Green Deal. Mitch McConnell is apparently going to put that up for a vote in the Senate, and I think they may be voting on it this week from what I'm hearing. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, no, let me help you out on that one. Actually, her new Green Deal was somewhat recrafted by Senator Markey, and he actually introduced a resolution in the Senate with his name on it. And then you got several others that have co-sponsored this resolution, including Mazie Hirono and Senator Warren and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and, mm-hmm. you know, that whole list. So I believe that Mitch McConnell's intention is to help us shine a spotlight on these socialists
mm-hmm.
in the Senate side, and to put them on record. If they vote for it, here you go. But if they don't vote for it, why not? Because that's what you endorsed it.
Yeah.
So he's creating a pathway. He and McConnell is creating a pathway for us to use politically going into 2020. I think it's a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Do you know anything about the dozen people that have gone on trial in the Spanish Supreme Court in Madrid for their roles in leading the failed 2017 continuing secession movement?
No.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night, so I'll give you a heads up on that because here comes the music. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right, thanks. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go on over there, find out all the different things that she does and appearances that she makes and all that stuff. And there's a link to my show over there, too. And I'll be right back. We're going to take a look again at our military and veterans news. Talk about the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and we'll get right into it. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is being urged to support a congressional measure on border security.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the bipartisan budget compromise includes funding for border security, but not as much as the president wanted. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The details are still being hammered out, but the tentative agreement represents a welcome path forward for our country and away from the dreaded government shutdown.
The investigation into Russian interference in the election continues. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart.
I think Mr. Mueller is completing his investigation. By all of the signs that we can see, he's close to completing that, and I don't think he's going to find evidence of collusion. And so do the American people think it's fair to just say, well, we didn't find what we wanted to find, what we hoped to find, but let's just keep investigating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in to listen to this and to our nation's military out there, whether you are serving or have served. Thank you for your service to America from a grateful nation. Now, this segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, and they're going to tell you all about what it is they do right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a great idea for anybody that's out there that wants to jumpstart their career and or their paychecks, whether you currently have a job or you're looking for one, or maybe you're getting out of high school, you're getting out of college, you're getting out of a vo-tech school, you're not exactly sure what you want to do, and I want you to listen up to this, because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, your liberal arts degree can't get you into the job that you thought you were going to take because there's no funds for it anymore, or you can't get a pay raise or a promotion, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, where they are actually, in fact, enlarging the size of the campus to handle more students because more students want to become aviation maintenance techs. They understand that there is a shortage of them, a need for them, all around the world.
Now, they also have a second location besides Concord, Mass. Down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, veterans, you have the GI Bill to fall back on. Post 9/11, more than likely, your benefits would be paid 100% by the GI Bill. Previous 9/11 veterans, you probably have a portion of those veteran benefits left, so you'd have to call the National Aviation Academy, whose number I'll give you in just a minute, to find out how that would affect you. And they'll walk you right through the steps. Civilians, of course, they have student loans, availability to get a student loan, of course. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu, that website again, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that number again, 800-659-2080. Now, the number again, 800-659-2080. Schedule an appointment for a tour. Take a tour of one of their two facilities, whichever one's closest for you to get to. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment there, too. It's just that simple. Okay, well, here we go. The Army knows that a grenade is not the best way to stop a drone, but a grenade launcher might be. Because this week, the Army was granted a patent for a net-carrying grenade-sized weapon designed to work with a standard 40-millimeter launcher that can ensnare a drone flying overhead. Now, to that, I say it's probably like fishing. When you see that big one swimming around down below and you can't get the fish to bite, so what are you going to do? And by the way, this is not legal in some areas. If you're going to snag the fish to catch it, you're going to snag it. So they're going to try with a 40-millimeter grenade launcher to ensnare a drone to bring it down. To that, I say, I got to see it to believe it. I got to see it to believe it because of what I just told you. Now, the Navy officials have begun notifying 120 active-duty full-time support and drilling reserve E-7 through E-9 sailors that they must retire by the end of August due to the new regulations that were put forth this year. The retirement board is going to send 120 chief petty officers home this year. And it was another busy week for the Navy in the South China Sea. American F-35 Lightning II aircraft operating off Navy's amphibious assault ship, the USS Wasp, conducted a milestone flight and their operations with weapons fully loaded in the Philippine and East China Seas. From January 26th to February 6th, the Marine Corps said. Getting interesting. And the Air Force, not to be outdone, the first KC-46A Pegasus tankers arrived at Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma, launching a new phase in the 97th Air Mobility Wing's journey to become the Air Force's formal training unit for its newest tanker. There are some of those scheduled to appear here in the MacDill Air Force Base area, and we'll wait to see. We'll ask the colonel when he comes on, Colonel Jim Warshak, here in the next hour, what he knows about that. Also, a group of Air Force, U.S. Air Force CV-22 Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft were photographed last week at a Vietnam airport, marking the first landfall by the Air Force Ospreys in a Southeast Asian nation of Vietnam in a long, 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 long time. Now, the Marines, U.S. Marines, have been personally downloading software that helps coordinate air support. Now, big cyber and other errors, flaws, are putting their lives at risk because they can actually find out where they're at. And these cyber vulnerabilities are a major threat to the Marine Corps, and they're being addressed as we speak. Be careful what you load onto your phones, ladies and gentlemen. And the Marine Corps is also saying why they need a system to shoot down Russian and Chinese cruise missiles. to survive in the vastness of the Pacific Ocean in a fight with a near-peer rival. The Corps will need a weapon system to contend with serial and cruise missile threats as well, which we know is coming from the other side. By the way, the California governor is drawing down National Guard troops at the border with Mexico. Big mistake on the part of Gavin Newsom, but he doesn't care. He plans to withdraw several hundred National Guard troops from the state's southern border that are working with and assisting the CBP officials down there on the southern border with Mexico in defiance of the Trump administration's request for support from border states. Well, we'll see what happens next. And Coast Guard members have been planning ahead in case there's another government shutdown, with some uncertainty remaining, but it looks like the president will sign this bill to fund things for the rest of the year till the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. But with some uncertainty remaining, the Coast Guard this time was preparing in case they had to once again do what they did before to survive, if you will, financially. By the way, Poland signed a $414 million deal for rocket launchers. They purchased the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, or HIMARS, and they just did this February the 13th. Makes them a bigger play in the game, if you will. And France's Naval Group and Australia have signed a joint $35 billion contract to build 12 attack-class submarines for the Australian Navy inside France. That could be interesting. Australia is a very good partner, by the way, so very happy to hear that. And the long-rumored deal about Apple letting military veterans access their health records on their iPhone, the long-rumored deal is the latest major collaboration between Apple and the healthcare system at the VA. So if you got an iPhone, if you haven't already been able to, soon you will be able to access your VA medical benefits and get questions and answers to those questions there. Now, the ability to swap calibers and cartridges gives battlefield commanders at the small unit level a huge advantage in customizing their force appropriately for whatever mission they're faced with. And a multi-caliber rifle now being used by the military is going to be a game changer for snipers all around the world. Mark my words on that. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Going to have some interesting conversations with him about the record $22 trillion debt right now. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Yep, well, I forgot to flip that little extra button in there with Donna, but that's okay. But we are broadcasting from our flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and 1380 The Biz all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network to many of our great Salem affiliates and independent stations across the country. This portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and find out all the great things that you can save on there by becoming a member. And don't forget to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Well, here he is, Top Gun in the financial market, and you've been on the air, what, 20 years?
Yeah, about that.
You're the longest-running financial radio show, period.
Yep. Bob Brinker recently retired. They're making me feel old now.
And who was it that just died? Was it yesterday? Who? Some?
Bruce Armstrong.
And wasn't he the... one of the financial guys, too, had been around forever?
No, he wasn't doing finance. He was a little bit of a mix of everything, but he was around for a long time, section of Radio Hall of Fame. He was actually on a network that I was on when I first started. But, yeah, he was around for a while.
Well, we're going to talk about something that's in your wheelhouse that you and I have talked about for years, because I'm getting a little sick of it myself. The debt, the national debt,
is up to $22 trillion, and we just don't seem to be doing able to do anything. Now, I will say this. Okay, I get it. I understand that sometimes you got to spend money to make money. My dad taught me that, and yeah, it worked for us, but that was at a small business level, not a government level. And somehow or another, we got to get this under wraps. I don't know how we're going to do it. Do you?
Well, nobody cares. I mean, it's unfortunate, but nobody really seems to care. And, you know, people are going to care when push comes to shove and it gets to a point in time where it's unsustainable and people don't want to lend you money anymore. Most of our debt is in short-term instruments, meaning that it's rolled over again and again and again and again, and then we just borrow more. We're in a constant state of borrowing money as a nation. It's not healthy. It makes me sad to think about it. You know, imagine if we were fiscally responsible and could get our spending under control and what we could actually do in this nation with the type of innovation we have, with the type of people we have, with the culture that we have here. It would be extraordinary. But we keep spending ridiculous amounts of money on interest. And there's going to become a point in time, Matt, in the near future where we spend more money on interest than we do our military.
Yeah, and I remember somewhere along the line somebody telling me somewhere in my training or upbringing or schooling or something that get yourself a credit card, best way to establish credit, make regular payments, whatever it is, but keep a little line of credit on there, whatever it is, and your credit rating will go up, blah, 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 blah. They said the same thing about automobiles. I think you subscribe to the theory that if you get a card and it's whatever it is, you pay the balance off every month and you start back over with zero.
Well, that is what you want to do. That is what is the ideal. I basically use credit cards for everything and anything, for accounting purposes, and also the fact that they give me points and, it'll pay for hotel rooms and air travel or whatever I'd like to use.
Love those points.
Yeah, love those points. You use a credit card. And if you make it, again, if you pay it off every single month, it's fine. You don't pay it off and you're paying 18 to 25 to 30% interest, you're making a big mistake. Don't do that. Matt, I can't tell you how many people that I've met over the years coming in my office wanted me to help them to do their financial plan. And the outside, the facade, you'd look, you say, wow, these look like they're well-to-do people. Dress nice, nice car, they start going on a boat, car, house, all this stuff, but they also have $70,000 in credit card debt,
yeah,
or more, or maybe,
yeah,
a little bit less.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to help you in your financial plan if you're paying 25-30% on that money? I can't, because I'm not going to show a higher level rate of return than 25-30% of what you're paying. You've got to pay this off. Way too many people live way outside their means, and it's not healthy.
Well, I'll tell you who agrees with you, the Fed, because they just made an announcement. They warned of the crisis in America with Americans' personal debt now hitting a record $13.5 trillion.
That includes mortgage and cars.
Yes, yes.
Student loans and
yes.
Credit card debt.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
And we've obviously seen one of the largest growing aspects has been student loans, which mm-hmm. is outpacing almost everything. And outside of mortgages, that's completely out of control, and that's most certainly added to it. I mean, we've gone, you know, from under $1 trillion to over $1.5 trillion in a very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
and it's not getting better. So, yeah, you want to get these things under control.
Now, would it be a mistake, as some of the Democrats are proposing, to get rid of student debt and just wiping it out so they can start back at zero? Would it not be a mistake?
How do you wipe it out? I mean,
well, you tell me, because they're talking about doing it.
Well, I know they always talk about doing it. That's basically making the taxpayers pay it, because right now, under Barack Obama, he took over the, you know, most student loans, and you wipe out student loan debt. That's you're putting it on the taxpayers is
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wipe it out, go mm-hmm. to zero, and what? They're going to start all over again and, you know, rack it all the way up and then, you know, mm-hmm. do the same thing over and over again. It's insane.
No,
what you do is you get the government out of student loans. You get rid of all sorts of financial aid, and you make colleges and universities price their product based upon what people can afford to pay.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is your cell phone provider?
I use Verizon.
Okay, well, then you're not involved in this. But Democratic senators yesterday flat out rejected the merger between Sprint and T-Mobile?
Yeah, I think they're worried about competition within the industry. Again, the consolidation that's taking place and how that can affect consumers. I don't know if that's going to be, they're going to revisit that. I got to take a little bit closer of a look. The big thing right now with a lot of these providers is now going to be rolling out 5G.
Yeah.
Which is going to enable a lot of other, you know, technology.
Well, they've already got it. They've already got it down here in my backyard.
Oh, you guys have it already, 5G?
Yeah. Many, many markets. It's based on, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, that sort of thing, but it's not like out in the boonies.
Yeah, I don't even have it yet here in New York. So it's, you know, they're rolling it out in various different areas. It's a different technology where you don't need the huge towers so much anymore. It's with satellites and a lot of the boxes are going to be put on regular telephone poles. So it's, you know, that's where everybody's heading
yeah.
in regards to that industry. And it's going to allow for a lot of, you know, supposedly, other types of technology within your car and whatnot.
And that's what we've been seeing. I've been seeing construction crews of utility crews out there putting the cell phone, I guess they used to call them pods. Is that the right word?
I don't know what they exactly are calling. They're not pods.
Well, they're not putting them up 250 feet in the air anymore like they were in the big towers. They're putting them up, like you say, on telephone poles.
Yeah. They're not as large footprint with
right.
the latest things. But, yeah, supposedly this is what's going to allow for, driverless cars and all sorts of other stuff.
Now, El Chapo just got convicted. Going to be the rest of his life in jail. $14 billion or thereabouts has been confiscated by the U.S. government. They can't do anything with it yet. I believe they have to pass a law. Ted Cruz proposed legislation.
You got wall money. There you go.
Yeah, Ted Cruz proposed a law. They're talking about wall money. But how about if we use some of that money to pay off the national debt?
I think that would be great, too. I mean, make a little bit of a dent, but, you know, politicians are going to want to spend it as fast as they can. It's just cash that's sitting there.
That's right.
You know, you want to see the ultimate Donald Trump end zone dance or sack dance, a rival Mark Gassanoff. He gets a hold of that money and he builds a wall with it, that's for sure. But anyway, you know, it just shows you how much money is in drugs. And you know, they always talk about the richest people in the world. Well, if you want to talk about liquid rich, cash rich, it's drug dealers. They seize $14 billion, but there's more out there. They don't even know where it is. And this is all cash. This is not in stock. This is not in real estate. This is just in cash.
Right.
This is the type of money.
And this is what we know of. We don't know about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's extraordinary. It really is.
Now, why is George Soros, and this will be my last question, why is George Soros warning Europe that they must wake up or risk a collapse? What the hell is he talking about?
Well, a lot of his ideas and what he's pushed for in regards to Europe, which is, you know, this European Union ideal and centralized government, these guys are socialists. It is what it is.
Right.
It's all falling apart right now, and he is lamenting it.
Got to run. Here comes the music, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll have some news for you. He'll have some news for you shortly about what it is that he's got. He's got some growing pains, too. I'll be right back. Colonel Jim Worsham coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.